Yeah, this is playing up. I changed the colour settings and then set the fucking things back to where they were and... God. So anyway... Let's pretend it hasn't. Fuck. I made one really good video and then forgot to turn the fucking record on. And then three more attempts then said, you haven't got this function running right. This is the 3M half-face respirator, but it's got a QL in the name. And that's a very, it's called, that's for quick release. I'll show you how it works, right? When you've got a welding hood, your welding hood, like, you know, you're like dressed up like something like out of a fucking battleship or something, or a big thing over your head of flame-proof, sort of flame-resistant fabric, you know. When you got your fucking hood on and your helmet on and all this sort of stuff, you don't want to be getting out of what you're really comfortable in. It just can be like, you know, those irritating things, you know. But I'll show you how it works, right? There's a latch. Right. So there's the latch down there. So, or up there. That way. So you put it back on your face. Easy. Right. Now these respirators are fucking brilliant. I took away a standard pestilential dust type filter, and because, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere, you have to be smart, right? So what I did is I gutted the filter, took out all the filtering type stuff, because once that blocks up, you've got to throw the whole cartridge away. So I got some 3M type grade pre-filters. And they sit inside, you know. And what I did is I got some scouring pads and then I lightly sort of soaked them in glycerine, which is sort of like an oily sugar sort of syrup that doesn't dry out. And that's as a pre-filter. So this can be washed infinitely amount of times and this can be washed a few times. But this greatly extends the life of that before it blocks up. You know, it's called staged filtering. Right? And what we have in here, this is fucking brilliant. You know, this is, the design is so good, right? We pick off the pre-filter and then by, unclipping that, get the covering off. It's fuck, this is a really good design, right? And then there is your exhaust valve or your exhalation flap valve, right? That fits over there. And inside, torch. And inside you can see the inhalation flap valves, right? And I made those, right? Because somehow 3M changed their formulation of their rubber flap valves. You know, these are sort of like, you know, you go and the air comes in through the filters, through the hole, and out from underneath the little flap valve discs, you know? And where did I put that? And what happens is it's sort of like They're just little flat valves. They're just, you know, little things, and you suck air in and they lift off their seat, you know. And what I made, these are what I made, you know, and it's a new experience sort of cutting latex rubber in sheet form. Pencil marks don't stay on it, you know, it works, but I'd like to have them a little bit bigger, and, you know, but there's the seat, the flat valve seat, and, yeah, that's the seat. So I do it too fucking well that it'll wash out. But that's the seat. It's a certain diameter, and what the go is that this works really well, right? But there's, in the journey of exploration, of finding out how to get it fucking right, is there's problems. Right? Is that the original valves, they changed the formulation of their valves, so instead of being able to just wash them with a little bit of soap and water and clean the inside of the mask and stuff like that, just soap and water, somehow those rubber valves, the original rubber flat valves, they just went dry and crunchy, you know, like they curled up, and then, you know, you go to touch them and to push them and then they just break like a fucking, you know, sort of very, very thin sort of taco, dried out taco. And oh God. So what I worked out was that latex, thickened latex, which I use for, because I live in an area which is most of Australia, and there's a type of thorn called a bindi or bindi eye, what's it called? They can grow big enough to puncture car tyres, you know, but mostly they're kind of on the small side, you know. And they have four thorns. I just can't do this sort of shit, but right. Three thorns are sort of like kind of horizontal, you know, and the fourth one is always sticking up. So no matter which way, well, the word just flashed through my mind. So no matter which way they land, there's always a spine poking up and it goes into your foot and then the seeds get dragged away and then they sprout somewhere else, you know. And they're not horrendously horrible. I've never come across the really big ones, but they can be fucking putting little holes in your feet and, you know, the spine will break off and all that sort of shit. So, you know. So I worked out a whole heap of different formulations for, what's it called, puncture sealing compounds and formulations for bicycle tyres. And some of those were really good, they worked really well, but they were absolute fucking pricks to try and get all the materials inside the tube. And they would require sort of extensive, what's it called? You know, extensive materials to produce, you know, tooling and machinery to fucking get all the things working properly, get the design sorted. And so I worked out that by injecting, say, about 120cc of brushable latex into the tube, the latex doesn't actually bond with the butyl rubber. It sticks on the surface, but if you peel it off, it just comes away like a band-aid sort of thing. And so that's, you know, and one, say, about 120 cc's will last about 3 years inside a tube. And after that, it chemically, it just dries out, you know. And the latex gets smaller than the tube it's in, so it starts to allow the air to sort of go around it and out through all the little holes that the bindies have made. And then a subsequent reapplication of about 80 cc's of fucking thickened latex into the tube will allow it to get another maybe 2 or so years out of it. So, you know, and you've got to clean the valve. You've got to clean the valve stem out, you know, like really just clean this stuff out properly. Then screw your valve back in. And then, yeah, it's a system. Basically, I can, you know, live in Australia and never have any fucking punctures, you know, of any sort of, you know. And so anyway, so that's the liquid latex. And so when I tried to formulate different valves using liquid latex, one design was to get, you know, the toweling type paper that you wipe up spills and stains with. You know, it was pouring it out thinly, pouring it out and just spreading it out. Well, it came out in different thicknesses, and you want, if it's too thin, the valves will just, you know, whew, and it'll blow back through the hole kind of thing, you know, and back through the valve. And if it's too thick, it won't flex enough to allow enough air to pass in enough time. So you're going, you know, so you don't want that, you know. So then what I did is, because and the fucking video software, right, what I did is I laid two bamboo fork type handles out, and they're about 1 millimeter thick, and I figured that when the latex dried out, I'd probably get about 0.5 millimeter of latex, you know, a sheet of latex, you know. And I was close, you know. But what I did is I ended up with a sheet of latex that I think is about 0.7 of a millimetre thick, you know. Not at the edges, but, you know, in the middle, across the centre piece. So that actually worked. But by rights, the latex is a little bit too thick, but it's not bad enough. It's good enough to work with, you know what I mean? But it's not that brilliant, you know what I mean? It's good, it is very good, but it's not... It could be a little bit better, but it's not worth sort of fucking around with to go, oh my God, you know, I've got it down from 0.7 millimetre thick down to 0.48 millimetre thick or something, you know what I mean? And so the next time, sometime down the track, I'll just sand those two sticks down to the right thickness, to say about 0.7 millimetre, so when the latex dries out, it's going to come down to about 0.45 millimetres, you know? But, where was it going with this? Yeah, so that's how, because when you live in the middle of fucking, this goes together so easily, right? We put that on there, right? And then that, oh fuck. So that goes from there, and that goes into there, and then there's the catch down there. Alright. It's back together again. And these are bayonet type clips. How do you go with that? See? Look at that. There's the other side of the valve. Right. The people who designed this it's fucking brilliant. You know, it gets the 10 out of 10, you know? Yeah, so that's how, you know, get off your... If you don't know how, get off your ass. You know, learn things, try things. You know, there's two ways to be smart. One is to do it really well and so it's properly done the first time by doing all your homework before you start on the project. And the second way to become really fucking smart is, if you fuck it up, is to learn how to get your way out of it, how to work your way, how to fix what you fucked up and how to get it running properly. You know what I mean? You know, so... And the other thing is, if, you know, these parts are hard to... Living in the middle of nowhere, these parts are hard to get. You know, oh, we've got to order it in and it's, you know, it's $20 for a pack of four. And I just think, oh, fuck, you know. And then there's, oh, it's $10 postage, you know. And it's like $30 for two little rubber discs that shouldn't have fucking perished, you know. Just shit like that. It'll take up to 2 weeks to come in before we can send it on to you, you know. Like, I'm just tired of that shit. So I made my own discs, right? Now, if you've got a bicycle store, there's a type of clearish, semi transparent tubes, and they're very, very thin, and they're for racing bikes. And, you know, so they're small, but one of those tubes, you could probably get, I don't know, 200 fucking valves out of it, you know? But they're like, say, $15, $20, and, you know, you got valves for life, so if you've got a whole heap of people. And there's something about, or you can get ordinary butyl rubber, you know, get the thin tubes for racing bikes, but you can buy very, very thin sheets of butyl rubber, and, you know, they can cut really well. They can be... not cut this fucking thing. What's the thing? I'm trying to think. Yeah, those can actually, of course, you need an accurate hole in the middle and you need an accurate size to the outside. So, you know, you're not stuck. Where is it? No. Come back. That's the one, that's the light with the dud LED in it. Sometimes it'll sort of... So I had to get another one. But fuck it, it's got a good battery pack in it. And I might do something with it at some stage. But, you know... So, what's the words? Yeah, so, you know, that's how you make valves. That's how you make little rubber diaphragm valves. And the second thing is spray... I've been told this, but spray them with silicone lubricant spray to preserve and protect, and that'll stop... That'll really slow down the issues of oxidising, moisture... all these other sorts of things, so it'll prolong a little squirt, you know, on the valves, and that should radically decrease the degradation rate of the rubber, because latex rubber is prone to oxidisation, ozone, moisture, all sorts of things. It's not impermeable, but it'll last a long time, and if you look after it, it'll last a lot longer. All right, guys. Well, that's the one thing.